John says, it depends, robot or not. Robot or not.
John, listener Eric wrote into robot@theincomparable.com. and sent a video and said, I recently passed through Miami International Airport and spotted what looked like wheelchairs, but instead of being pushed by a human, were driving themselves, presumably to a designated gate. Once they arrive at their destination, presumably the passenger or an agent can enter another gate or location within the airport, and the chairs will drive themselves and the passenger there. They seem to have some sort of vision or proximity sensing ability, since they stop moving when I block their path. See my video. John, are these wheelchairs robots or not?
This person's taking their life into their hands. The idea that when you see something that you think might be a robot, you say, let me test it by walking in front of it. Don't do that with self-driving cars.
No.
They'll just run you over and drag your body for 20 feet.
They will. But in this case, Eric,
like, if it hadn't stopped, it would have, like, hit your shins and you would have been hurt. Don't just stand in front of things to find out.
Look, and the second one comes up behind and then it stops and then he steps out of the way and off it goes.
So... I'm assuming there's no, like, track that they're following or something like that. So I'm going to say, even though a human is giving instructions, presumably, like, but the instructions are simply go from point A to point B,
right,
and then the thing navigates itself with an internal map of the thing and avoiding obstacles. I'm going to say, yeah, robot.
I think so. I love this. I mean, I hear about robot wheelchair, and I'm like, come on, that's not. But this is, like, literally, they have an automated system to go from place to place in the airport, which is you mentioned self-driving cars, one of the things we can build is autonomous vehicles with very limited spaces that they know extremely well.
Or going very slowly, or what's the worst thing that can happen, you know?
Well, I mean, you can run over like a little kid or something, but they've got
that.
Then
you probably instantly stop when you touch anything, right?
Probably so. And it's the airport, so everything is pretty much flat, and they know exactly, they've mapped the entire airport. I love it. It's a robot. Thank you, Eric, and thank you for the video. So went in Miami and going to the international airport, and you need a wheelchair assistance, perhaps a robot will take you.
It would be neat if these things work like Roombas and that they didn't actually have a map of the airport. They just kind of knew, like, GPS-wise, you were here and you need to be there. And they just did the Roomba approach, which is just go in random directions as you slowly make progress towards the destination. It would be a long trip.
Oh, that would be terrible.
But if you put a vacuum on the bottom of it, the rugs would be clean.
Now we're talking. Like, when in downtime, they should be vacuuming the airport.
That's called synergy.
I like it.